Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is a bit of science. Archaeology is the topic today. The information comes from an article originally published on the Live Science website, written by Grant Curran, Live Science contributor, on March 20th, 2020. Ancient Maya Kingdom with Pyramid Discovered in South Mexico. A newly discovered Maya kingdom wasn't powerful, but its allies may have kept it safe. After searching for more than a quarter century, archaeologists may have finally located the capital city of Sacsi, a Maya kingdom that is referenced in sculptures and inscriptions from across the ancient Maya world. But it wasn't archaeologists who made the find. A local man found a 2x4-foot tablet near La Canja Chetzal, a community near Chiapas, Mexico. The tablet's inscriptions are a treasure trove of mythology, poetry, and history that reflect the typical Maya practice of weaving together myth and reality. Various sections of the tablet contain inscriptions that recount a mythological water serpent, various unnamed gods, a mythic flood, and accounts of the births, lives, and battles of ancient rulers, according to a new statement from Brandeis University in Massachusetts. Sacsi sat on what is now the border of Mexico and Guatemala, and it probably wasn't an especially powerful kingdom, Charles Golden, an associate professor of anthropology at Brandeis University, said. Despite being surrounded by stronger neighbors, evidence suggests that the kingdom's capital city was occupied for more than a millennium after being settled in 750 BC. The kingdom's longevity may be due to the fortifications that surrounded the capital city. The researchers found evidence that the city was protected by a stream with a steep ravine on one side and defensive masonry walls on the other. Team members added the kingdom may have benefited from forming strategic peace deals with its more powerful neighbors. Even though this kingdom never achieved great power, Sacsi was a formidable enemy and an important ally, as evidenced by the frequency by which it appears in texts at those sites, the researchers wrote in the study, published online December 2019 in the Journal of Field Archaeology. That said, the kingdom experienced conflict both with its neighbors and from nature, the archaeological record suggests. For instance, there's a figure of a dancing ruler carved on the bottom of a tablet. The ruler is dressed like the god Yopat, who is associated with violent tropical storms. The figure holds a lightning bolt axe in his right hand and a stone weapon used in ritual combat in his left hand. What's more, the researchers found other sculpture at the site that appears to tell of a fire that destroyed part of the city during a violent conflict with one of its neighbors. Since excavation began in the summer of 2018, researchers have identified several structures that offer an insight into political, religious, and commercial life of the kingdom. These include the remains of pyramids, a royal palace, and a ball court. One of the capital's most striking features, the ruins of a pyramid that once stood 45 feet tall, is surrounded by structures that might have served as houses for elites and religious rituals, the researchers said. The pyramid has a number of stelae, carved stone slabs, around it, including one showing the soles of nobles' feet outward toward the viewer, an unusual depiction otherwise featured only on a few Maya vases, the researchers wrote in the study. In addition, the researchers uncovered a 1.5-acre courtyard called the Plaza Mukunton, or Monuments Plaza, where people gathered for religious and political ceremonies. The discovery marks a major step for the study of the ancient Maya world. The researchers hope further analysis of the site's architecture and the detailed inscriptions will offer a new insight into the politics, economy, rituals, and warfare of the Maya civilization's western regions. Going forward, the archaeologists plan to use LIDAR, or light detection and ranging, a tool that uses lasers that can be mounted on an airplane or drone to discover architecture and topography hidden under the dense jungle canopy. The team is especially interested in how kingdoms such as Sacsi managed to survive for so long, despite apparently never becoming as powerful as rival kingdoms in the region. Well, there you go. It's another example of where someone accidentally finds something, looks out of place, only to find out that it's a key to uncovering an archaeological treasure. I guess it pays to be curious, even if you're just out for a walk. I run into some interesting stuff while walking my dog, but nothing all that ancient or impressive. Last summer, though, my wife was walking along the river near our place, and she unearthed a well-preserved yellow Mattel toy loader, which may be a remnant of the early Kavalan culture, which was known to inhabit this region in early times. It just goes to show you, good things happen when you pay attention. Until the next bit of science fires off from KTWH, goodbye.